This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Oh, Joe, you are cheeky. Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with...
Jeff Sanders.
I'm Vinny Raj.
Our producer of the day is Christine Wong. She's with us all the way through until 1 o'clock, like we're hoping you guys are. If you missed any part of the show, don't forget you can download it a little bit later on. The podcast will be up. Of course, you can get it on Spotify as well, where we are streaming. We've asked you guys for feedback regarding this story, whether or not Malaysian motorists are ready for GoJet. We've had a whole bunch of feedback, Twitter, Insta Story, and of course, WhatsApp.
Yeah, so Rose says, hey Rich, welcome back. Also, there's a reason why there's such high fatality rate among motorcyclists, lawlessness, and also red light, speed limit, one way. Combine this with the increasing lawlessness with drivers using mobile phones, you have a recipe for disaster. So Grab, you know, Foodpanda, all these kind of services, they carry high visibility jackets and branding, yet our government seems helpless to stop them from breaking the law. So a lot of people have responded on the safety issue as well, and have probably even, you know, some have even said, like Christopher Lim said, maybe GoJet needs to wear an identifiable vest. There's a lot of people who said, like, it is really not safe because, you know, the issues with bikes in KL is already dangerous. There are a lot of people who are commenting about the current accidents that they've seen and witnesses in KL, and in raining season when bikes kind of hover around in, you know, places where there are shades. You know, currently there's a lot of them already seeking shelter when it's raining, when it's downpour season. You know, when these kind of services go on to you know, our Malaysian roads, it's only going to cause more of these kind of problems that we already have. So, you know, a lot of them are saying that, you know, safety and this kind of visibility is probably, you know, is the reason why we are not ready yet. So more research and I guess you know, feeling of the ground needs to be done.
All right, let's move on to our final story. But do keep the feedback coming in. If we've got some interesting comments, of course, we'll pick them up and we'll highlight them towards the end of the show. Final story, though, is an interesting one about YouTube, a weird one about YouTube. We know that over the past year or so, they've been fiddling around with their algorithms and some stuff has been disappearing and some people who make money on YouTube have had some of their videos taken down for whatever reason, you know. So this is an interesting one regarding robots, or rather, robots that battle each other. We've all seen these. Robot wars kind
robot
of videos.
Robot fights
and all this kind of cool stuff. So YouTube has removed hundreds of videos showing robots battling other robots after claiming that they are in breach of its rules surrounding animal cruelty.
Huh.
Right. So YouTuber and robot enthusiast Anthony Murney was one of the first to highlight the issue, who blamed a new algorithm introduced by YouTube to detect instances of animal abuse. There is a new algorithm that's trying to take down robot combat videos, he said in a video on Monday. It's a disgrace. We want to get YouTube's attention to stop this because it's ridiculous. Several other channels dedicated to robot combat have also produced videos pointing out the issue in an effort to get YouTube to restore the content. Something weird is happening, YouTube. YouTube has started to take down robot combat videos. Something has gone wrong basically with the YouTube algorithm, whereby it thinks for some weird reason that robot combat is somehow showing animal cruelty or something of the like. Now, channels posting robot combat videos saw their combat removed and received a notice from YouTube explaining that the videos were in breach of their community guidelines. Interesting, or how an algorithm can go wrong. Oh, shed some light.
I don't know. I think because the robots look like they move like animals. If you watch them, then they look like they're moving on four legs.
Precisely my thought.
You know, the what do you call those things that go around the house cleaning your, vacuuming your carpet on its own autonomous? Roombas.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so Roombas move like, you know, dogs or cats. And sometimes if they are around pets and pets haven't seen them before, they would think that
scared.
The Roomba,
for sure.
They get scared. They think it's another animal. Because the algorithm is working on, like, you know, data points, and it sort of picks up movements
and height
and how something is sort of interacting with something else, maybe it looks like either the animal is being harmed or the animals are fighting in one another, like dog fights or, you know, dog cage matches or whatever. And I guess that's the simplest explanation, because YouTube is cracking down.
They remove it because it's violent.
It's animal abuse.
So it's animal abuse. Not really so for the violence per se. So the algorithm just detects it thinking that it is actually real animals.
Yeah.
that's why we're removing it, right? Because if it's violence, then like, what about like, you know, games that
or even
that
cartoons?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like, you know, how does that like, you know,
right?
So maybe you train the algorithm to understand that's a cartoon. And
but that's what we thought they'd been doing, right? Yeah. We thought they'd been training it, and then this happens, and you're like, oh, hang on a minute, let's just go back a step. You know,
When I first saw this, I was thinking like, so YouTube cannot take down videos about racism and people who speak up against, you know, actual topics in the world, and they still leave their channels up, and people who are like, you know, sort of like hate speech YouTubers, you know, that spread hate speech and stuff, those guys are still there.
They're still on
YouTube, you know, spreading their hate and, you know, saying what they want to say. But when two robots are fighting with one another, like like two vacuum cleaners in a match, YouTube takes all the channels down. They're like, nope, you know, nope, this not on our channel. You know, it's such a weird
Eugene Tseng, I guess, kind of like sums it up really well. He's saying that maybe the algorithm is trying to raise awareness to save its own species.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, X-Files music.
Point.
You get a robot to decide something.
Yeah. I like that.
A lot of people are still commenting on our top story. There's a gentleman that just, you know, posted a photo of, you know, and I think he's, you know, he's a passenger in a vehicle at the moment, and, you know, he just posted a photo of motorcyclists on the highway, but not using the motorbike lanes. So they're actually on the, you know, the bus lanes, and
they do it all the time.
They do this a lot on like federal highways. So, you know, why are they allowed? You know, he says that, you know, I'm currently traveling from Subangjaya to Klang, and I've seen many motorbikes on the highway, but no police. It is life threatening. So, yeah. And also, there's one, you know, who says here, you know, foreign innovative companies can only penetrate into Malaysia if they sort of like get approval from the top. Mm-hmm. You know, so maybe they have, you know, some sort of like investment. So generally, like, you know, you've got like Khazanah who will invest on big companies. They come in, and then we reap the benefit from this, right? So, was there a reason why the change in policy had an effect into something like this, right? So
here's the thing. We have the transport minister saying there's going to be they need to do more work on this.
Yes,
the transport minister. And then you have the youth and sports minister saying this is happening. That's where the breakdown is. You know, it should
whose jurisdiction is this,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. Yeah.
It should be the transport minister.
Yeah.
It's confusing.
So the transport minister is clearly, you know, said last year, no. And then now, because, you know, there are different kind of ministries who said like, hey, we should do this.
Yes.
Transport minister is still kind of, in a way, sticking to its will. But we need to do a little bit more research on this. But like, it feels like the push is coming from someone who's not involved in the transport industry. But I guess their fight is the youth, to, you know, empower the youth. But my argument to that is that I think we should give our youth better employment at the early age, because putting their life at risk with services like Gojek and other kind of bike hailing services is probably not the right way. We've seen examples, like Arvin mentioned, in foreign countries. It is dangerous in the long-term game.
Right, we got to wrap up, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for the plethora of messages we've had throughout the show. Do keep these messages coming in, though, because I'm sure this topic will be running throughout the day and probably for the next couple of days. So do give your feedback. Some of the other shows will pick up on it as well. 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. Twitter, Instagram, still at BFM Radio. We did start off with that story. It was Jeff's.
Yeah, so we talked about, you know, are Malaysian motorcyclists motorists ready for services like Gojek?
Then we spoke about Singapore's new driverless buses.
Then we wrapped up, of course, with YouTube removing videos of robots fighting for animal cruelty. Or as Eugene, I believe, said, maybe the algorithm is trying to raise awareness to save its own species.
Oh,
creepy. Thank you, Eugene, for that. Right. If you've missed any part of the show, do not forget that you can download the podcast. It will be up very shortly from wherever you normally listen to your podcast, or get us on Spotify, of course. But don't go anywhere, because as usual, coming up after the 1 o'clock news is the Breakfast Grill replay. Today's is with Andrew Golodzinovsky. He's the High Commissioner of Australia to Malaysia. Now, most Malaysians have Australia on the radar. The nation is one of our top trading partners, as well as a popular destination destination for Malaysian tourists and students. The Breakfast Grill takes stock of the state of Malaysian-Australian bilateral ties and Australian investments in Malaysia with the High Commissioner. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. Music to take us out of the show, though, is The Beatles with Why Don't We Do It In The Road. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Jeff Sandu, Arvind Yuvaraj, our producer Christian Wong, and of course our guests earlier on today was Arif Ruz and Jasmine Seer, the co-host of Cruise Control, and Jasmine, of course, is one of our BFMers. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.